Good morning, everybody. My name is Marco Cenci. I'm the Chief Strategy and Control Officer. And I will bring you with my presentation through our goal for this medium-term plan. Starting from the top of the profit and loss, this is our aim in terms of CAGR for the 3 year of our medium-term plan. A grow in a range between 10-12%, including capital break, where if we consider the constant perimeter, we will have a mid to high single digit growth. A growth, as my colleague already said, driven by, let me say, the famous now four pillars of our medium-term plan. In terms of product, coffee and food preparation, and in terms of geography, not because only all the focus is here, but because the most important change is here, North America and Asia. Telling about the growth by category, here you can see that we plan to grow in the coffee space in a double digit range. And in the food preparation as well, clearly helping by the capital brand acquisition, but not only. As Fabrizio said some minutes ago, our focus on the food are very strong in the Kenwood, with the category where we are leader, kitchen machine and food processor, and with Braun in the emblem. On the comfort and care, we plan to maintain the current trend and to grow in the 3 year of our plan at to low single digit. Looking in the with much more detail by category, many key points you received today from my colleague, but just to let me say, to summarize, to try to summarize everything in just one slide, coffee remain our strong asset, where thanks to our range, starting from the top of the top, fully auto coffee machine, and through the pump traditional espresso with the recently launch of the Specialista Maestro, we can play really a leadership role. But without forget the drip coffee range and the single serve product, where our strong long relationship with Nespresso and Nestlé makes us as a unique leader in this segment. On the food preparation, clearly capital brand will be the asset where we will exploiting all the opportunity in the market where today already they are, but also in the market where we want to enlarge in terms of personal blending, that is the category where capital brand are leader. In the other side, the main target on our food sector is to come back to recovery the market share that in the past, that's clear we lost, but with a very good sign coming from the last year and also from the first month of this year, we can say that the right way it taken by Kenwood in one side with the kitchen machine and food processor, and Braun with the hand blender. On the comfort and care, as I said, our ambition is to maintain the pace that we already had and we have today with a low single digit growth in the 3 years. But continuing to exploiting all the market opportunity that we can face in the future. And not only, we are working also in our research and development department to exploring the new needs coming from the consumer. Unfortunately, joined with the situation that we are facing now, driven by the pandemic, the outbreak of COVID-19, where the consumer are looking for product that can guarantee a sanitization on a healthy environment in the domestic space. Again, looking at the growth, focusing on the area, Europe, we plan to grow in the 3 years in a range of mid-single digit. Where Asia, Pacific, America, we plan to grow in the double digit range, thanks to Capital Brand, surely, but not only. Here, as we said, and in a minute I will show you, US, North America, and Greater China, Asia in general, are the two main pillars that we are want to, let me say, focus our strategy. Media remain an important area where we are focusing, where we want to, let me say, to continue to make our difference, and the CAG here is in the mid single digit. In detail, if we look at North America, clearly with the acquisition of Capital Brand now, our presence is completely different looking in the past. Capital Brand will be the great asset for the blending and in particular for the personal blender, where they are leader in that market. And in the other side, our big effort will be focused on the coffee strategy, where we believe we can improve our penetration, we can improve our presence on the market, following also what is the new use, the new habit coming from that market that are moving in the espresso space. For North America, and then also for Asia and China, we are planning in the 3 years a very strong and huge budget of investment to support our growth. Asia and Greater China, another big pillar for our medium-term plan. As Paul said, here the driver of our growth will be the lifestyle of the consumer that are moving in the Western space. They are looking for a new experience coming from the outcome of our product, especially coffee, where the offer of our product in terms of recipes, where the combination coffee and milk can make the difference in this market. And also on food, where the outcome of our product can help also the not skilled people to make a good and to prepare the good result in that sense. Here, the digital data go-to-market is really the focus of our future. And we believe that as for many things happen, when China start to do some things, later on, this can move also in the Western country. Europe. I can say that Europe is our fortress. It's a mature market, clearly, but with a very, very particular challenge, especially on coffee. We are experienced in the last years, in the last 2 years, for example, market like France that was very focused on the single serve, if we tell about coffee, moving very rapidly in the 2020 and also this year in the bean to cup experience. Here we are sure that we can guarantee the great level of service to our customer and to our consumer. Thanks also to the setting that we have in terms of factories. As Nicola said just some minutes ago, with the three factories that we have in Italy and in Romania, we can guarantee top of the top in terms of products and service level. Last but not least, when we tell about the rest of the world, for us is MIA. We strongly believe in this area. We are changed in the past our commercial organization that are starting to work in the right way. And we are very focused here looking for the consumer's need. And for that, we are planned, we are already in place, a regional NPD for the new product development that can help the growth in this area. Again, following the profit and loss, here we tell about the margin evolution. Telling about the EBITDA, our ambition is to grow, to improve our EBITDA in a range between 40-100 basis points by the end of medium-term plan. This means by 2023. It's clear that this a good performance, if we consider our sector, is driven by volume growth, but in particular is driven by the high operative leverage that we can assure in as company, as group. And not only, as Massimo already told in the beginning of the presentation this morning, we are very, very focused on what is our commercial approach in the price. With our project of commercial policy, we are focused on the price and we are surely ready to get all the opportunity in this space. And the mix clearly is a big part of our tailwind, considering the strong growth focusing on coffee and high end of food, and also in a country where our marginality is much higher. Clearly, we have also, and we have to consider also, this result will be also we, despite some situation like, for example, the higher A&P incidence, the huge investment that we are planned in our medium-term plan will hide the incidence of A&P, but surely we can more than cover that kind of incidence. Not only A&P, we are investing in fixed cost, also if not the best way in some case to invest, but we are investing in our organization, in the markets where we are focused on the sales and marketing organization and the research and development department. As Nicola said, to build up this big capacity is not easy without to reinforce also the organization. Last, it's clear that we are very, very care about the volatility that we can face in the future in the raw material and component. Telling about another big key point of our group, the cash generation, we are planning before the dividend and M&A activity to get and to assure to our shareholder around 250 million per year of free cash flow from our business. Saying that, we will have a short break of 3 minutes, and I leave the stage to Massimo Garavaglia.